how appropriate for tonight's show, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. Wait, how old is that song?
The 70s,
but it's still true, isn't it? We have some people in the studio with us today on Vocal Profiling Live. We have Danny.
Hello.
She's second to my left, I guess, on camera. The one waving at you. We are broadcasting. Go to bbsradio.com. Go to the front page, and you can see us doing this show. Heather's hooking up some microphone stuff here as we go on. Directly to my left is Lisa. She's been on the show before. She is in the marketing and media department and has a lot of opinions about men. We've been doing a class all week. Danny's been helping. She's a bioacoustic practitioner. And tall blonde Heather is here.
Hi, everyone.
And we are here to stir up trouble. This show is going to be about what your partner does to piss you off. This is Vocal Profiling Live, folks, and we're here to do some work on relationship compatibility. Heather, you want to turn the camera around so people can see you?
Yeah, it'd be easier if I come around and say hi to everybody.
Oh, just you're over there running the board and doing lots of stuff. This is tall blonde
Heather,
guys. As most of our loyal audience knows, we allow our listeners to call in and give us vocal prints. And we analyze that print right on the air. Tonight we're going to do compatibility. So if you want to call in and say, who would I be compatible with or what kind of person I would be compatible with, we have a new number. We have a direct line into the studio here, 740-698-1881. 740-698-1881. We love doing this kind of show because we like to help people get along, help to make their lives brighter. You are listening to BBS Radio, and as you know, I'm Sherry Edwards, your host, and we have lots of good things planned for you tonight. I'm glad you could be here, Heather and Danny and Lisa. This kind of powerful dynamite show, I don't think I can handle it by myself. We also are going to be taking questions from the audience, not only vocal profiles, but what we're talking about. So you can call and also just offer us your opinion. We have a couple of announcements. Don't forget about nanovoice.org, our free program and manual. Heather, how many people have downloaded that?
We've got over 1,000 downloads, and that's just within, 2 to 3 weeks? And we're glad people have taken advantage of that. That makes us very happy.
I talked to a lady today who said she had put it out on her website, and there's people website are downloading it from
That's
her.
Great. The more people, the better. We love to spread the word about NanoVoice.
And several of the radio stations we've been on, and we've contacted some newsletter people. Ralph Shusatola put it on his and went out to about 100,000 people.
Yeah.
So
great.
We don't know how many downloads have come off of his site.
Of his site, right.
But this whole thing is about vocal profiling. NanoVoice will do a vocal profile for you, an abbreviated one, a mini one. That's why NanoVoice. And it probably won't tell you things about yourself that you don't know. But the whole idea of that is to show you that your voice has information about you. And some people called and said they've been monitoring their phone calls with it so they can see what kind of person they're talking to.
All right.
If that person is compatible and what's going on. There is a manual there. We had a lady call and say, you know, I downloaded that NanoVoice, but I don't know what to do with it. So,
if all else fails, read the directions.
Danny, have you used NanoVoice?
I used it today.
And what do you think?
It was neat. It was fun. Quick.
Quick?
I mean, matter
painless?
Of minutes. Very painless.
Mm-hmm. Heather, you used NanoVoice, haven't you?
About 100,000 times there at the Nano Expo. And you know what? It was great. Everybody loved it. There was people lined up way far back. We were by far the most popular booth, I thought. I mean, I was hoping for a bathroom break at some
point. Lisa, you've used NanoVoice?
I have.
Or anything therapeutic?
Headaches.
What happened?
You fixed it.
Okay. When we were at Chicago, we met John Gray, and he's the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
And he loves me.
I'm a big fan.
You know what? On the show info page on BBS Radio, yeah, we've got pictures of John Gray.
And he had his voice done. He's going to talk to us about offering this at his clinics in California. His books have a great concept. Doesn't he have a new book out?
He's got When Mars and Venus Collide, Conflict Between the Sexes.
Ooh. Why can't we have him on the show?
I think we are.
Okay. So you've done pictures. They know where we're coming from. And so I thought that was a great concept as he's talking about the differences between men and women. And then a friend, Dr. Jerry, sent me an email about men. It was very enlightening.
And true.
And true, and there was a lot of information that surprised me. So before we start with how men piss off their partners, I'm going to talk about what Dr. Jerry sent me. And it's a list. Here are the rules. What he says is, finally, the guy's side of the story. We always hear the rules from the female side. Now here's some rules from the male side. Please note, they are all number one on purpose. There is no hierarchy of our rules.
Keep it simple.
Number one, the first number one, men are not mind readers. And Lisa, you had a comment for that before the show?
It's sad.
It's sad.
I just think, you know, after a while, they've been with you for so long, they know by looking at you something's up. Just ask me.
And what would you say? No?
No, I would tell them. I would tell them what's on my mind.
I don't like this.
You know me, I'd say.
Well, we have some pretty good emails come in. I ask all my friends to donate some of their experiences. So, boy, some of them are woo-woo in response to this.
We have some great audience members out there. We really do. We've got a lot of people watching us, too.
Okay, next one. Learn to work at the toilet seat. You're a big girl. If it's up, put it down. If we need it up, you need it down. You don't hear us complaining about leaving it down. You know, one of the reasons I have a problem with it leaving it up is if you sit down and, you know, it's dark
it's
in the middle of the night.
The night thing.
Yeah. Your buddy.
Oh, that's terrible. That's not warm water, guys.
No, it's cold. It's heat, too.
Your butt in the water. That's why we ask you to leave it down.
Yeah.
You know, but there is a compromise here. You could leave all of it down. And then if you sit down on that, you hit hard. And you know that both things are down. So that's the compromise in our house. Each of us have to do something. He has to lift up two, I have to lift up one. But, you know, I have another complaint about toilets. They never put the roll on when they use the last of it.
Why is that? It's not that hard.
I don't know.
That need an instruction manual?
We'll have them download it.
Yeah.
And this is not just men. My husband never puts the toilet roll on either. Even though it's sitting right there, he'll just leave it in the floor. And I keep plenty of toilet paper in there. Finally, I figured something out. I got one of those that you don't have to unhook. Just slide it on. And he does that.
Oh. So it's too complicated, isn't
it? Yes, it's too complicated. Okay, the third number one, Sunday sports is like a full moon or the changing of the tides. Let it be.
That doesn't bother me.
Sunday sports, I think, time to myself.
Yeah.
But I am aggravated sometimes at the screaming and the yelling.
At the TV screen?
Yes.
That's comical.
Next one, crying is blackmail.
Oh,
do you guys use that?
I don't use it, but I told you earlier when you showed me this that they just shouldn't give us anything to cry about.
Oh, good answer.
You know, people try things. They try getting mad. They try bribery. They try your emotions. They try. I mean, there's a whole list of things that humans go down that they try to get their way, and you just have to confront them up front. This isn't going to happen. Or if they got a good story, you know, maybe let it happen. there's a book, a really old book, Man the Manipulator. I think it's by Desmond Morris. And it gives all of this list of how people attempt to manipulate each other. Maybe we should look that up and see if it's still in print. Okay, the next one. Yes and no are perfectly acceptable answers to every question.
And that's it. No explanation.
Don't need to elaborate. Yeah.
Because. I said so. That's
yeah.
why.
Well, to men or your children?
Both.
Well, my husband will ask me a question, what happened to the potato chips? And
obviously they're gone.
I'll start to explain. He said, yes or no, do we have any? You know, if he didn't want me to explain it, why did he ask it in that way? Do we
right.
have potato chips, yes or no? Oh, he
right.
said, what happened to the potato chips?
He was asking for explanation.
Yes, I think so. Next one, come to us with a problem only if you want help solving it. That's what we do. Sympathy is what your girlfriends are for. I didn't know this one. I didn't know, and I discussed this with my husband earlier. He said, yes, when you bring me a problem, I expect to help you answer. I said, well, sometimes I just need to talk about it to find an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who sent us in something is about what the husband does, gives her an answer that she couldn't possibly use, and that drives her crazy. But did you guys know that? Your husband doesn't want to give you sympathy?
Yeah, I kind of knew that from my first marriage, but he didn't want to give me sympathy or a solution.
Therein was the problem.
That's why he's an ex-husband.
Yeah.
The guy I'm with now is a professional problem solver, and it's working out great. So.
Wow.
Could we think about, I'm talking to you about this because I only want information or a different way for me to look at this, or I just need to talk this out. So sometimes when I talk, it helps me
right.
find a solution.
Right.
That's what, how we could do with that one. Anything we said 6 months ago is inadmissible in an argument. In fact, all comments become null and void after 7 days. I think this is a crock.
It is.
It's a crock.
How many times do they hold stuff against us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are sometimes when I will remind my husband of something he said many years ago, in almost in retaliation to something he's saying to me. Like, here's one that really hurt my feelings. When I told him I was pregnant with our last child, his comment was, okay, or are you sure? Or there was, I said, well, how do you really feel about it? He said, well, I don't really care one way or the other. Not that I don't mind. He said, I don't care one way or the other. And I said, that's really crazy. You don't care if I'm pregnant? You know, I want you to care. I said, you want me to terminate? You want me to get an abortion? He said, no, I just don't care one way or the other. It took me almost 11 years to get even with him.
Right. You saved that one up, didn't you?
I saved it up.
That went into storage.
Yeah.
That's commonly called gunny sacking, but he said something really important about him going someplace or something. I don't remember what he said, and I said to him, you know, I don't care one way or the other. And he freaked out. Well, that means you do care, or that means you don't. And I said, okay, you finally got it. That I don't care one way or the other is a negative response.
Mm-hmm.
You said this to me when I told you I was pregnant with Jesse, and Jesse's 36.
Did he even remember saying that to you?
He totally denied it. But I wrote it down in my journal, so I knew he said it. And I dug out my journal and showed him how much that had hurt me that he said that. But do men really not feel, or does it scare them, or does it?
I think they're kind of taught that it's weak to feel and or to show emotions, at least in the society, in old school, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, men are supposed to be tough and strong and not emotional and not, you know.
Well, what's the matter with?
Don't think.
Out in the world, maybe, but at home, baby, you're with me, okay? It's all right.
Well, what's the matter with, that's nice. Not, well, I don't care one way or the other.
I
can't explain that one, Sherry.
You're still upset over that one.
Okay, next one. It's the number one, too. If you think you're fat, you probably are. Don't ask.
That's cruel.
That's cruel?
That's cruel. Yeah, men are supposed to be supportive, and that's all we're asking for is a little bit of support and encouragement.
You're supposed to say, baby, you look great to me in whatever. Yeah.
They expect the support.
Hey.
So you get what you give.
I know I'm fat. When you say, how you look in this, and he says, I don't really want to comment. What do you think?
That would crush
me.
That
would be totally devastating.
My husband says, that really doesn't look your best on you. Well, why didn't you tell me before we got in the car?
And you're halfway there.
Yeah. You know, if you don't like it, don't wait till we walk in the door to a party to make me feel bad, so I'm going to be depressed all evening. So, okay, next one. If something we said can be interpreted two ways, and one of the ways makes you sad or angry, we meant the other one. You know, I do find that people interpret things. Like when we first got married, my husband, I would say something to me, ask him, don't yell at me. That really hurts my feeling. He says, I'm not yelling at you. And then he would get angry back, and we'd have this whole rah at each other. I finally figured out that yelling at me, to me, means getting critical. Yelling to him means raising his voice.
Right.
So have people define their words of what's going on instead of just assuming. So that's just my two cents. Next one. You can either ask us to do something or tell us how you want it done. Not both. If you already know how to do it yourself. I have to be so careful about how I talk to my husband. And I have just learned this through the years. We had a flat tire, and we pulled into Firestone, you know, where they change tires, and they didn't have enough time to do it, so he was friends with the guys, and so he's going to change it himself. And I went up to him, and I said, how long is it going to take you to do that tire? And he's like, oh, I'll do it as quick as I can, rah, 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 you know, and he's really upset with me. And I thought, ooh, what did I say wrong? How could I say it different? And I thought, I gave him no choice about anything. So I went back and I said, do you think I'd have time to run across the street to the mall while you did it? Oh, sure, I'll be done in 20 minutes. You know, so it's the way we approach them, always giving them an option instead of putting anything in there where they could possibly feel that I was saying he wasn't doing it fast enough.
Backing him into a corner.
Okay. Next, whenever possible, please say whatever you have to say during commercials. You know, I kind of cured this when we have one of those TiVo things so he can stop.
It's the greatest invention ever.
Oh, it is. I love it. But when he's cooking something on the stove and it's smoking, you know, I don't want to wait for a commercial. It's like, we got a problem here.
Was it that you that told me that Bill has over 100 hours worth of tennis matches?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
At my house, it's Pink, Barrett Jackson, and, you know, car shows. Motocross.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I consider myself fortunate. Just football.
Just football?
Just football.
Danny told me something amazing this week. She's been married 22 years, and they've never had an argument.
Never had.
What? I've met her husband. Like I said before, he's delightful.
Oh, yeah. She got ribbed for that one.
I used the word that Danny and her husband were a delightful couple.
Oh.
I got made fun of because I used the word delightful, but it's true.
It is.
Do you just always get your way or what?
No, not always, but, you know, it's...
So you do have discussions?
Yeah. We make it a point not to say mean, hurtful things because you can never take back what you said.
That's great.
Very true.
Yeah.
Wow.
People think you can when you say, I'm sorry, I said that, and people remember it.
Does he have friends?
Yes.
I think she
has friends.
Friends.
Oh, does he have single friends?
That are like him.
I don't think there's anybody like him.
Come on.
I keep trying to find him for all my friends, and I just can't find any more of them.
No.
He's one of a kind.
He's one of a kind.
That is hard to believe. 22 years without an argument.
That's great.
Especially since I've read all these things about the things they argue
does
about.
Does he put the toilet seat down for you, Danny?
Yes, he does.
See?
Good.
That's
he
wonderful. Does.
Keep him.
He picks up his messes.
He put his socks in the hamper?
He does laundry.
Wow.
Whatever needs, any slack that needs to be picked up, he picks it up. Only thing he does not like to do, he hates to cook. He would starve before he would cook himself anything. And dishes. He hates dishes.
Don't we put men in a really precarious position? We
yes.
want them to be sensitive mm-hmm. and tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard thing
yep.
to be. Here's one that just drives me crazy. Christopher Columbus did not need directions, and neither do we.
My husband needs directions all the time. That is so not true.
That's why we have MapQuest now.
MapQuest and Colin.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it has been such a problem thing in our relationship that we'll be driving along, and I'll say, I think it's the next right, and he'll go right on by and say, yep, that was it. And then you have to drive, 40 miles to the next turn.
I've been really fortunate. The guys that I have been with know exactly where they're going.
Really?
I love that because I am always lost.
Well,
that works
out
well.
Oh, yeah. My, and I have a Magellan in my car.
I don't go anywhere
without. How does your husband, Sherry, respond to the Magellan?
He sort of watches it out of the corner of his eye and pretends he's not looking. The other thing is, it just becomes such a silly thing with us. One, I ride in the back so I don't have to watch where we're going. And I'm always working back there with the table and, stuff. But the other one is, I now talk to him about the road being lost instead of we're lost. He says, I have never been lost. I always know right where I am. He may not know how to get where he's going.
Not where we're supposed to be.
But I say, okay, Route 50 is lost. We need to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor road is in the wrong position. It's not where we are and where we need to go. But that really is a biggie.
I think it's a pride thing.
Pride?
Their pride. If,
they're supposed to know directions. Does it drive you crazy even when you know where you're going and you've been there before and they won't listen to you?
Mm-hmm.
They found a shorter route or something. When we were coming back from Chicago, Bill found a shorter route and it took us 2 hours longer.
It was a scenic route, Sherry.
Well, sometimes when I'm working in the back, I don't like the scenic route because it's
curvy, yeah.
And bumpy and back roads and, it's crazy. I can't do my drawings. I can't work on my computer if that's the case. Do you want to give the number where people can call us and maybe argue with us or add to this?
They can call us right here directly at area code 740-698-1881.
And you're listening to VBS Radio, and this is not men bashing. We're just reading something a friend sent me. I read this one about commercials. All men see in only 16 colors. Like Windows default settings, peach, for example, is a fruit, not a color. Pumpkin is also a fruit. We have no idea what mauve is.
That's true.
Any of you have that problem?
Oh, big time. My husband's colorblind.
So he even sees less than 16 colors.
Does he let you pick out the colors in without argument?
Oh, yeah. He totally trusts whatever I put together. I'm going to play a trick on him one of these days.
Green and purple. Since my husband is an artist, I have never had this trouble, and I didn't know women had this trouble, so I read this. Here's one that I think every woman gets aggravated a bit about. Aggravated, that's not the word. If it itches, it will be scratched. We do that.
They do.
And I also make rude noises and think that's funny. it's okay personally. It's okay, but when they get in public and loud.
Like there are people around. They see you.
That just makes it more comical for them.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like it's so common they don't think about it.
oh, my son and my husband together. Do not go publicly with him. Just a warning. I let them go off on their own. It's like a competition between the two.
Another one. If we ask what's wrong and you say nothing, we will act like nothing is wrong. We know you're lying, but it's just not worth the hassle. This has to be a biggie.
That's huge, because yeah. I am worth the hassle, thanks.
Oh, that's a great answer.
And they yeah. should know. They should think yeah. something's wrong. Honey,
and it should matter enough to them
they
to talk.
Care. Exactly.
Exactly.
Do you think you saying nothing is just an excuse for them to ignore you?
Oh, it's a great opportunity for them to get lost.
Okay, see you later.
When I say to my husband, do you have some time, can we talk? His first answer is, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, or what's wrong?
And like, what makes you think it's about you? I want to talk about work, or I want to talk about holidays or something. It's when your wife tells you that something is wrong, it doesn't always have to be something you did it wrong. Yes?
Absolutely.
True.
Next one.
If they cared, they would want to know.
If they cared, they'd want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so what they're really saying is, I don't care?
You know, that's how I would take it.
You don't count?
Mm-hmm. I take it as you're not worth the effort.
Yeah,
you're not worth the effort.
Your problem, you know.
Do you ever forgive them for that?
I resent them for that. And then it will build up over time. And then I tend to get quiet.
Do you ever explode at him and get it all out?
No.
Are you still married?
No. I just go see you, bye.
Okay. If you ask a question you don't want the answer to, expect an answer you don't want to hear. Do you know what that means? If you ask a question, like, am I fat? Is that one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Expect an answer you don't want to hear. You like the new paint? No.
If I ask a question, I want to answer whether I like the answer or not. It's called honesty.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably more mature than most women that I know. I asked my husband if he would go with me to pick out new bedroom furniture. He said, no, I have no interest.
That was honest.
Yeah. It just makes the picking out easy.
Yeah, I'd be like, cool.
By the same token, I said, and if you don't like it, you are not allowed to complain.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And he loves it, or he says he does.
That's a good answer.
Says he loves it?
Yeah.
He is gorgeous. Another one, when you have to go somewhere, absolutely anything you wear is fine, really. Now, my husband's not like this. He is picky, picky, picky about what I wear. Like, you're not really going to wear that, are you? That's a negative comment.
Yeah.
That's not him trying to make me better. How could he say that?
I like this other outfit.
Yeah,
on.
I like this color better.
I love it when you wear this shirt.
This one really, you know, brings out your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, they're colorblind, that can be a bad thing.
I think you're on your own.
This one is in bold print. Don't ask us what we're thinking about unless you are prepared to discuss such topics as baseball or golf.
Or cars.
I don't think men are that limited.
I don't think so either.
I think that's pretty, that's an insult to men, to be quite honest. They're insulting themselves by saying they're that...
I don't think they're that shallow.
That narrow-minded.
Well, a man sent this to me. What do you think is a good topic of discussion between men and women?
Politics?
Ooh.
Do men discuss sex very well without it being in the middle of the event?
Yes.
Depends on the man.
Yeah.
The circumstances.
I know.
Because if the discussion on sex happens, it usually ends up where they wanted to be in the first place.
Actually, that's their favorite topic.
Really? Have you ever made suggestions and they just totally ignore you?
As in?
One of the rules was it has to be overtly, bluntly, specifically stated. So suggestions probably aren't cutting it.
Yeah, suggestions doesn't work.
No.
Yeah, kind of tiptoeing around the subject doesn't
work. Yeah, I don't think you can tiptoe. I think you just have to go straight in for the whole.
Men, like, appreciate blunt answers.
Yeah, especially with sex.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't either. Nah, that wouldn't work. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I don't have that complaint. Mine's willing to try just that in.
Are you willing to rent him out?
Wow.
He sounds wonderful.
He's very handsome.
Oh, thank
one.
You.
Delightful.
He's delightful, yes.
Another one. You have enough clothes. Where does that come from?
I have no
idea. Does your partner really notice what you wear?
Yeah.
Not really.
Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a partner, do you? Nope. On a date, did they notice before you got together?
Absolutely.
Yes. When I go out on a date, yes, they notice.
I had read someplace that a man will never notice what you wear.
That's not true.
I don't believe that one.
Well,
they will if it's short, cut and shortened.
If it's shortened and
short on the girls.
Oh, yeah.
have you ever tried, do you remember what I wore yesterday?
It was a red shirt with a red and black scarf.
I bet you Bill couldn't tell you. I
bet you're right.
Well.
And you probably remember because you're wearing red and black tonight. And, and all through the week, people have been wearing these combinations of red and black. The first day, I think three people in class were wearing red and black. The next day, it was peachy orange. Peach is not a color. I forgot to return. Also, you have too many shoes.
Never too many shoes.
I'm not a shoe girl.
Or purses.
Actually, my husband has too many shoes. He leaves them in the floor, so I stumble all over them. And to get anywhere, you kind of have to part the ways. And so I've taken to throwing his shoes.
It's happened in my house before.
Yeah, because they're right in the way of where I have to go to get to the closet or where I have to go to get to the cabinet. He puts them in front of the hall cabinet. So if you want to look in the cabinet and get your canned goods or whatever, you got to step on his shoes. That's really inconsiderate.
Just put them on.
He leaves his stinky, smelly shoes in front of the food cabinet.
Well, it's canned food.
Still.
And actually, my husband smells really good. That's one of the things I love about him. His smell. It's like sweet harvest apples.
Oh, that is nice.
Even when he's sweating, he smells like sweet harvest apples.
Wow.
It's very nice.
You're sharing.
Yeah. Okay, the next one. I am in shape. Round is a shape. Yeah, we could have them do our bio diet study. Because if you want to lose your middle, we're running a study on that, to lose middle. And people are losing inches, aren't they? Using the bio diet and some of the stuff we found.
Or you started in, I think, what, 3 to 4 inches people have lost.
Yeah. We've been listening for a couple of days.
You've been listening to yourself?
We're on the sounds up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to start, so
I'll
let you know what we can do.
Great.
On the new one?
Mm-hmm.
Are you using the Fab Abs tone box?
I don't think we have Fab Abs, do we?
She said, Bailey said she's going to throw that in there, so I'm not really sure.
I'm not sure
box.
If it's been thrown
it was
in.
It was on my old box, but I don't know if it's on your box.
Okay.
So you're just using the sounds that we found for this enzyme that takes care of internal white fat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, anybody who wants to know about that project, Heather at vocalprofiling.com, or they can call us at 740-698-9119 during office hours, 9 to 5 Eastern Time. Okay, the last one. Thanks for reading this. Yes, I know I have to sleep on the couch tonight. But did you know men really don't mind? It's like camping.
I would never do that to them.
Sleep on the couch?
I make them sleep with me.
More torture. Sometimes that's more torture.
Well, our bed's big enough that we just turn our backs on each other if we don't happen to want to be doing compatible things.
Compatible things.
That would be fun.
Socialize.
Very clean.
Okay, so now for the other side of the story. These were given to me through emails and people talking to me in the halls, and we have quite a few. Feel free to offer suggestions. You guys, you listeners, so we love hearing from you, so give us a call about some of this. Okay, I'll just start with one. These are numbered, 1, 2, 3. As they came in, I put them together. First one, I hate it when I'm doing my hair in the morning and my husband gets in front of me. He totally blocks my view of the mirror. He's whiter and taller than I am. Why can't he just step back and let me finish my hair or look on top of me and finish his own hair? Any comments?
Need to get more mirrors in the house.
I don't have that problem.
Lisa's very tall, yeah.
I'm tall.
Well, if you only have one hair dryer and one curling iron, and if you have to go to another mirror.
I date a bald man. It's not an issue.
I can't help on that one.
Yeah. But why would a guy do that? Is he just that unaware?
Probably.
Does it, well, what it says probably is you don't count. Okay. What I need to do with my hair is much more important than what you need to do with your hair. You don't count.
Well, they probably think, well, you know, it only takes me a minute, so you can stand there and wait a minute while I...
Just move over. Yeah. Or you don't need a mirror to dry
your hair. Have short, very short hair. It's dry before they get done with the towel.
Hmm. So that really isn't an issue. Okay,
no.
Lisa, you had some?
I
you
did.
You want to read one of yours?
Mine are more serious than that.
Oh, we got some serious ones.
Good.
I was trying to start with the little ones.
The little stuff doesn't bother me. I don't care about the little stuff like that. But the one thing that just absolutely drives me crazy is men establish a set of rules they want to live by. But they have a set for them, and then they give a set out for you, and they're not the same. Like, there's one set of expectations for the female, and then another one for the male.
Double standard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give me an example.
I don't like this friend that you're hanging out with. I think she's a bad influence. But if I say something about one of his friends, oh, he's harmless. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing.
Or what about the ones, you know, they can go hang out with their friends all they want,
yeah.
but you can't go be with your friends.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
I
encounter that with my sister and my daughter. And
do your partners ever have a problem with you having a different sex friend, like having male friends? That doesn't bother Jean at all?
No.
Did it bother your first husband?
I didn't have any male friends at that time, so I guess it did.
that long ago?
It's been a long time ago.
Walk it out.
Yeah, I was telling Lisa early today, I said, you know, I really waited 8 years. It's a long time before I met somebody who was the right one. Mm-hmm. And I told her, and she's like, you know, why is that? I said, you have to give the nice guys a chance.
And I told her I'm attracted to the bad boys.
A lot of women are.
They're exciting. They're fun.
And they probably give you lots of dopamine and norepinephrine, all that feels.
But they're jerks.
And you said, I don't have any dopamine. Maybe that's where I'm getting my dopamine from.
Well, when you fall in love, it's the dopamine. And when it's exciting, it's dopamine. So you're probably feeding off of that conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So we should look at your bio diet and see where your dopamine's going. Because that makes
well,
it.
Well, I don't have it.
Of the bad boys. I was telling her, when I first met my husband, I couldn't stand him. I thought he was this immature,
yeah.
nerdy guy. He was so not my type. I liked the bad
Can
boys.
Can you speak up a little?
I was just saying he was not my type.
She likes the bad boys,
I liked
too.
The bad boys. And, but it was more of an ego thing.
The bad
for me.
Boys are sitting out there going, yes.
Well, but see, to me, they were just plaything. I'd have my fun and off you go. You know, when I started dating Charlie, it was around third, fourth month that, you know, I would pretty much try to push him away. And he just looked at me one day. He says, I know what you're trying to do. He says, you may as well give it up. You're stuck with me for life.
Oh, good for him.
I said,
wow.
Oh, no. I didn't talk to him for 2 weeks.
What is a bad boy?
Ooh.
the daring ones.
Yeah. Edgy.
Yeah.
The one that won't call you back.
Not
yeah.
quite so nice.
The ones that make you work for it a little
yeah.
bit.
The challenge.
The challenge.
Keep you on the
yeah.
edge. Yeah. They expect you to do the catching up.
I think
no, because I don't chase, but I don't.
If it's too easy, you think it's not worth it.
If it's too easy, it was that easy for everybody before me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, when you first start dating, it's a game anyway. I mean, it is a game of cat and mouse. And that's the whole fun of it, is the game. It's catching.
When I first met my husband, I had dreamt about him. He was mine. I knew it, and I just had to convince him.
Really?
Chase was on.
Great.
Well, he was dating this other girl.
Oh.
And
oh,
I could
sure.
even more
interesting.
Spit nails.
Yeah.
He was mine. I had dreamt about him for several days. I was in shock when I finally met him and even knew his name. So
wow.
There was just no getting away from me. What do you think about gentlemen? When you first meet them, do you think they're soft touches? Not exciting.
What do you mean by gentleman?
Yeah, define that. Do you mean soft-spoken or not outgoing?
Spineless.
Yeah.
No, not spineless, just gentle.
Opening the door.
Opening the
talking
door.
Talking to you properly, you know.
You don't want that kind?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I'm a big dog. I can open my own door.
But they think you want it. What
I think it's respectful when they do that.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, that's so nice. Thank you. It shows me that I'm being treasured.
Yeah.
I had a guy do that when I was 16, and I went on a date. He opened the car door for me, shut the door for me, pulled my chair out at a restaurant, and I hated it.
Did you tell him you hated it?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, after we had dated for 3 months, he said, "This is our 3-month anniversary." And I'm like, "If you know that and I don't, we've got a problem." Yeah. If you know we've been dating 3 months and I am clueless, we're so done.
When you meet somebody, do you ever try to make it fit? Do you give up any parts of yourself to make it work, to make the situation fit? If you know they like that kind of woman, do you tend to...
I've never done that.
No, I've never given up a part of me, but it's always a compromise.
Right.
I think you always have to compromise, and in doing that, you may give up something that you wanted at the time, but...
You said something before the show that having a partner, living with a partner, is a matter of...
I don't remember what I said. I've been saying a lot of stuff.
It was about you find the person
oh.
that has the least problem.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
you can live with.
Yeah, you find
right.
one that has the least amount of crap that you think you can stand.
Yeah.
Oh, not the tolerance. The least amount of crap that you think you can stand.
Do you have an absolute tick off of this I can't stand, this I can't
stand? I will not
stand?
Tolerate a liar.
Liar.
I am a big girl, just tell me.
Well, I mean, I think that's a big one for anybody. It's trust. You know, do you trust me? If somebody lies, you can't trust them.
Yeah, they are.
Every relationship built on
deal breakers.
All relationships
yeah.
are built on trust.
Trust is gone. Relationships gone.
Yes.
How do you end it?
See you, bye.
Adios. Bye.
See you, bye. Yeah.
Looking for one when I found you?
Yeah.
Do you really, when your husband, how long did it drag out, or did you say, I can't trust you?
I was done 2 years before we
I was,
divorced.
Too.
I had already in my head emotionally divorced
me too.
Him.
Mentally done, just
so
the rest was
when
done.
I finally said, you know, I'm divorcing you, I was done. I was ready.
Yeah.
And it took him, you know, a good 6 months before he was okay with that idea.
Mm-hmm. So lack of trust is the deal breaker.
Lack of trust?
What if they came home and said... I saw my old girlfriend today. I was really excited about that. I hugged her. I kissed her. But I just needed to let you know. That's the truth?
I would still kick his ass. Sorry.
You'd kick his ass?
Yeah.
Well, you can see an old girlfriend and you can hug an old girlfriend, but you cannot kiss an old girlfriend.
And you cannot be that excited about it.
Yeah.
They
kiss on the cheek or, you know, whether, you know, a passionate kiss. I mean, if it's
a man's
type,
obviously, then your man is not that smart to put it to you like that. You just need to sugarcoat that a little bit. There are some things that need to be, you know.
That
if you run into your old girlfriend, I want to know, but if you're hugging and kissing on her,
sounds like he's trying to make you jealous.
Yeah.
Do you think he should just leave it out?
No.
No.
I think
I want to know.
By the way, I saw so-and-so today. Yeah, you know, I told her how great we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I told her how great.
I'm seeing somebody else, and it's phenomenal.
Ooh.
I would be fine with that.
But he doesn't have to tell her that, so she'll feel bad.
Yeah, he does.
Why? Because she's gone.
Yeah. They're exes, right?
Right.
What if you're in a relationship and he decided he wanted both of you?
See you, bye.
See you, bye. Absolutely.
You would never, ever, ever accept sharing your man.
Never.
No, he's my man.
Never, Lisa said.
Never.
Never?
No, never, ever.
No,
okay, sure. I think I'm going to change your mind. There's been some kind of plague. There's only three people alive on the planet. Your man, you, and one other woman that you found in the slums or something. How are you going to repopulate? You know,
oh,
in the slums.
That's so unfair. That's totally different. I mean, that is.
Repopulate.
Would you? You said never, ever, ever.
One man can't repopulate the whole world with three women because otherwise society is going to be pretty sad shape.
That's good. See you by humankind.
Exactly. Then we have one example.
Do you think monogamy is a male idea or a female idea?
That's all female.
It's female.
I think it's a cultural idea that we have been taught, and it's completely impossible.
To be monogamous?
Yes.
In a relationship?
Yes.
So if you want somebody else, you should go away from your this mate and go with this one?
I think, I don't know, I'm probably just jaded. I just don't think anything lasts forever.
You know, one of the things
I don't want to think that.
I don't want to think that. I don't want to. Somebody please tell me it's
You're fairly freshly divorced,
yes,
correct?
2 years.
Okay, you'll get over that.
One of the things.
But see, I still don't have forever. I have from here on out.
Right now, are you good with that?
For right now works great.
One of the things I hate is to see an ex-friend or an ex-partner, and you feel obligated to talk to them when you have absolutely nothing in common. Who made up that rule that we have to talk to people we're done with?
I don't talk to my ex-husband.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I have to sneeze. Do you want to read this one while I sneeze?
Sure. Are we on number two?
What's the car one?
Number three. My husband bought me a car that he loves and I hate. I told him when we went car shopping that I didn't like the car he chose because it was uncomfortable for me to drive and I hate the color, dull black. It seems to me that if it is a car that I'm going to drive, it ought to be one that I like. Duh.
Absolutely.
So why would the guy do that?
Because he really wants it. You know,
guys always look like cars.
When I first met my ex-husband, he bought me a CD of a band that I didn't even know who they were. He's like, here, I bought you this. And then he took it and listened to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an old trick.
Or something, a big purchase as a car, shouldn't it be a mutual decision?
Definitely.
Unless he's just incredibly rich. And then if he brought it home, take it back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this. This is my car. If you want to admit that you want that car, then you trade in yours. Don't be trading in my car on a car you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I wouldn't pick out his car.
Well, but guys will do that.
Not my guy.
Not my guy.
What if they picked out clothes that you hated, but they loved it?
They wouldn't go shopping with you in the first place.
Then he'd be paying for all those clothes.
Yeah.
Well, what if he went shopping by himself and bought something he thought you looked great in and you just hated it? Would you still wear it?
I would
have to really worry about somebody that because you're talking about a very controlling individual.
Controlling?
Yeah.
And
so the rule should be keep the receipt in the bag?
Yeah.
Or go shopping with me.
Gift cards are always good.
And what if they say, you don't appreciate anything I do. I'm never buying you anything ever again.
But if they buy lingerie, that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lingerie is always okay.
Because that is for them.
Because that is for them. So pick out what you like and it's all good.
Yeah.
But what if they try to manipulate you into wearing it? You don't like what I buy you, and they pout, and I hate it when they pout and they won't talk about it and talk about what's wrong. What's wrong? Nothing.
They only pout for a little while, and then they forget what they were pouting about.
Mine slams doors and stomps. Is that, that's not, you guys are shaking your head.
No.
Like, that's not, that's what women do?
Yeah.
Ooh, I've never slammed
a door. Oh, I don't do that either.
I've never slammed a door.
Me neither.
He does.
My daughter does. She's about the only one.
She's probably 12, right?
No, 17.
Well,
teenager.
Yeah.
Here's one that came in right before we went on the show.
Oh, this was great.
I wasn't sure I was going to read this, but it might just change the direction here a little. He reeks. His breath smells like tobacco. His body like dirty socks. He still expects close and personal sex. When I try to get him to shower, even with me, he gets insulted and sulks. Sulks. What wrote this up? And makes everyone in the family pay for his bad mood. Sometimes he's so smelly I want to gag. We have plenty of soap and water. What's the matter with men? On the other hand, I hate to smell a bunch of cologne. Men should not smell like a drugstore counter, but neither should they smell like the bottom of a trash can.
I have never had that problem.
Me neither.
Even the suggesting a shower together didn't work.
I mean, is he 12 years old?
Yeah, that's a
problem.
Because,
I mean, my son, I have to remind him to take showers. No,
that's so how would you help this lady?
I see you bite.
Give him the number to my lawyer. I don't know.
Yeah.
No sex until you clean up?
Yeah.
Are they married?
I don't know.
If they're not married, see you bye. Find somebody that can shower.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you give him a chance to take a bath?
It sounds like she has.
Maybe he doesn't know he stinks. That's a hard thing to tell people.
I think he's saying you stink. We'll give him a good clue to that. And they should. Then they don't respect you if they don't take a shower.
You give him a basket of soap? I mean,
I've never had that problem.
So you wouldn't know how to deal with it?
No.
Danny, you've never had the problem.
Not with my son.
I would never go out with a guy that
needed
a bath.
I mean, they all stink. His son came over to our house, and I walked in the kitchen, and he's in the living room in the corner with my son playing, and I walked in, and I'm like, my husband looked at me like, what's your problem? I said, can you smell that? I mean, I smelled them all through my house.
Whew.
And, I couldn't take it, and I finally asked him, I said, I said, you can take a shower, you know, but his whole family smells that way. It musty clothes, like they dug down to the bottom of their, and I think that's a woman, to be quite honest. That's the woman's fault.
If she doesn't keep that rest of the family calm.
Yeah.
That's terrible. How do you respond when you ask him that?
He's like, no, I'm fine. And so I asked him very nicely. I said, can you please go put some deodorant on?
Wow.
It wasn't peer pressure at school, because kids are pretty
cool. Kids are cool. They are. I would think so.
So, you know, you need to wash up. That's what Renews it's for.
Breeze.
There you go.
Lisa, would you read another one of yours?
Let's see. Take me places. Even if we're broke, fun can be free.
Yeah.
Just have to sit around the house, and it's okay if you don't have any money. Lots of stuff is free.
See, I love sitting around the house.
I can't stand sitting around the house. I like to go do stuff. I want to go have fun. I want to go do things, but things don't have to cost money.
Yeah. Give me an example.
Take me hiking.
Okay. Hey, you heard him out here. What's your email? Do you want
to You really are a tall blonde, Lisa.
Yeah. I really am the tall one.
So do something. Don't just be a couch potato.
Yeah. Because it often starts that way in the beginning. They take you places, they want to go out, and then they woo you with all of this, okay, we're going to do stuff, it's going to be fun, and then all of a sudden, after they've hooked you and they've reeled you in, the fun all stops, and now we're sitting.
That's advertising.
It is. You freaking lied to me. Come on. Let's go do something.
I'm thinking about two things here. My husband, when we first got together, I mean, he would pick up after himself. He'd clean up his own dishes. He'd make his own meals. So this false advertising thing.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to him.
But
about
you know that comedian that says when you first start dating, you don't send yourself in, you send in your representative.
Exactly.
Sounds like George Carlin.
Yeah.
Where did that guy go?
Yeah.
Where's the representative? I want him
back. Bring him back.
The only thing that I think's really changed was my husband used to send me flowers every week for years.
Wow.
I don't get flowers that often anymore.
You see, and
I wouldn't want flowers.
What is wrong with you, Lisa?
I don't know. Roses are like $100 a dozen.
Roses are very
expensive. I don't need roses.
What would you like? Pots and pans?
Take me someplace. Put me on the back of a bike and let's ride and let's just not come back for a day. Spend your money like that.
Okay, so when we first get together, should we say, okay, this is the stuff that you could do that would tell me you care. And this is the stuff that you would do that tell me you don't care, and we should give them a list?
No, I just don't like, to me it just seems like a waste of money.
Flowers,
they die. And there goes $100 that is rotting, and the petals are, and I hate to throw them away, because I know it's like $100 sitting on my table.
Hang them upside down and dry them, that's what I do.
Yeah, but then what are you going to do with that?
Have you said to this guy, I love these flowers, but it's such a waste, I would really think that we could buy something permanent?
Like jewelry?
Jewelry's good. Yeah.
Something shiny always
but
works.
Not big. I'm not a big jewelry person.
How do you feel about food? You consume that.
Yeah. Food is good. I don't mind food.
Yeah,
we can go out to
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, but you eat it.
And then we have a conversation.
It's a waste.
Yeah. We all know where that goes.
My brother used to say, I'm going to take my sister-in-law. I want to take her out and rent her dinner.
Exactly.
Is it better to put these rules up front, or is it better just to let them find out on their own?
I would tell the guy
up front. Yeah.
Up front. Don't waste your money. Flowers die, and then there's $100 dead on my table. Let's go do something with the $100.
Okay, we only have 2 minutes left.
Wow, that went quick.
And we're only at 5, and we have like 30 of these things. I'll do one more. I think it's totally selfish when my husband comes home and finds me cooking dinner only to say, that's not what I wanted for dinner tonight. Should I just go on cooking and ignore him? Should I tell him to cook his own? Tell him to try his mom's house? She may have something better. I've tried to get him to help with meals, but he's not interested. You tune up the music? Okay. How would you deal with that?
That's on my list, too.
I would so say, well, cook your own dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
I would be mad because I took the time to do that.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, McDonald's is
mine was cook for us. We get tired of hearing I'm hungry.
Well, you could also say, well, do you feel like you're the only one eating? Because maybe she's cooking what she likes for a change. So there's a lot of them here about cooking it. I think this is going to end up being a series.
Mm-hmm. Cook for us.
My husband
love it.
Can't stand to cook for himself, so he knows not to complain because I will tell him cook it yourself then.
Heather, what's the time? My computer's not telling me.
We've got one more minute, Sherry.
Okay, so we could do one more. I have one about chicken, I think, would go with this. I hate it when we go to the table and my husband grabs the best piece of chicken or the best-looking steak or the biggest hamburger. It teaches the kids bad manners, and when I have guests, I'm mortified. Guys really do that?
See, I think that's a little thing. I don't care about that.
That's really selfish, though.
Yeah.
That says nobody else counts. I get mine first.
You should always let your guests go first. I think that's just kind of considerate.
Maybe it's from a big family. And you had to grab.
If you lose.
Okay. Well, don't forget to go to nanovoice.org, nanovoice.org, and download the program. We want to hear from you about that if you are so inclined. We have classes coming up. Our next class is August 11th, and we are going to give people a free invoice program when they sign up for that course. So get with class@vocalprofiling.com and help us bring vocal profiling to the world. We think this is an option for the health situation that we're in, and we want you to be involved. We're going to be at Myrtle Beach on September 20th. Watch our website for that. And I have a thought. If you knew you were going to die tomorrow, or your partner was going to die tomorrow, would this argument really matter?